The Dan and Maz Show.
Hello, podcasters. Your favourite show is about to start, but what if you could listen to it without having to worry about using data? Your exclusive podcast offer is here. Now that you've pressed play on us, head to ilovedata.com.au and get 50 gigs of data every month for $59.95. No contracts, no catches. ilovedata.com.au. Go on, open it up in your browser, and now you can catch up with the guys.
Fellow Australians, it's time for the first meal of the day. And it's a day that starts with S, which means it must be time for your serving of weekend breakfast. So crank your volume up. Oh, to a respectable listening level.
It is still quite early.
It's time for Dan and Maz Weekends. Hooray!
Everything lights up, makes you want to shout.
Morning legends, it's Dan and Maz Weekends. Hello, hi.
Oh, Maz Compton, is there a reason why you're dressed in your football Guernsey or Jersey, depending on the code?
No. This is what I wear to weekend breakfast every weekend. Just not grand final weekend, but every weekend.
Ah, yes. Depending on what flavour of oval ball you throw around, it is grand final weekend all across the nation. I bloody love it.
Oh, it's so good. People are getting very excited, very fired up to back their teams this weekend.
Yes, whether you're kicking a goal or scoring a try. It's a hell of a weekend. I'm excited. I love it. I'm going to watch both of them in their entirety.
You're going to watch both of them?
And
who?
Screaming.
Which teams are you going to back, Dan? Because you are an AFL fan and your team is not in the grand final. Sorry to mention it, but it's true.
Oh, yeah. We're the Bulldogs, the Western Bulldogs,
okay.
And we're here to show you why. I am pretty desperate to see the Bulldogs win. And Cronulla. I'm going to back Cronulla.
Is that who you're backing?
Just spreading my love all across the country.
Have you put any money on this? Do you get into the
No. That's a slippery slope. just hopes
just
and dreams.
Checking.
Just hopes and dreams. It's far more crushing than financial gain. Yeah.
I was going to ask you for some tips.
Bulldogs, Cronulla. That's my tips. There we go.
All right, excellent. Let's get on with the show, shall we?
Dan and Maz Weekends.
Let's play Confused.
It's our confusing news segment, and because we're just a bloody couple of creative geniuses, it's called Confused. Danny.
Yo.
Hi, Maz.
Yo, cowabunga, Danny. How are ya?
Good. I'll be even better if the Bulldogs can pull it off today, mate.
There it is. The Sons of the West. Wouldn't it be lovely?
Fingers crossed, Danny.
Yeah, it'd be good.
All right. Well, from sports to, I don't know, general knowledge, current affairs. Come on, Maz Compton. Maz, you have two stories.
I do. Danny, you have to decide which of these stories is the fake one. Are you ready?
Mm. All right. Go for it.
Story number one. A pensioner.
Danny's having
a
stroke.
Was that
that was my drum roll.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
That was a bit Chewbacca.
Sorry,
wasn't
sounded
it?
Like you had Chewbacca. Story number one. A pensioner caused a security alert at a Manchester airport because of his particularly juicy Scotch egg. Norman Pearson took a moist, savoury snack through security after picking it up from a Wigan Central supermarket the night before he flew to Spain. But he was stopped by airport security because they were alerted to a liquid in his luggage. They were surprised to discover that it was indeed because of his Scotch egg. Airport security were surprised. They said that that had never happened before, but it must have been very juicy.
Danny, a moist eggy.
Here is story number two.
Oh, I love story number one. That's great. All right.
Guests at a hotel in New Hampshire can be forgiven for thinking a raccoon is lounging out the front. The huge ball of fur on the sidewalk of the Best Western Silver Fox Inn at the Waterville Valley Resort is actually a really fat cat. The 8-year-old tabby is named Logan and weighs 31 pounds, nearly three times the size of a normal cat. Often found wandering through the hotel or stretched out on the sidewalk, Logan has become a huge hit with visitors and is an internet sensation.
Wow. Couple of great stories. So what is it? Is it the
juicy
wet egg?
Scotchy.
The wet egg or the fat cat? Wet egg or fat cat? Which one's the fake one, Danny?
The fat cat.
Incorrect. Danny, the fat cat is real.
Oh,
the fat cat is really that fat.
Oh, Maz, talk to me about the Scotch egg.
Okay,
here so that was a furphy.
The real story is Norman Pearson was, in fact, alerted by security at the airport because he had in his pocket a pork pie. He always gets... Norman gets a pork pie the night before he takes any travel and... This was a particularly juicy one, and it alerted security at the airport to his luggage.
So it was a porky pie, man. You told a bit of a porky pie.
I literally told a porky pie about
I was just about to have McDonald's breakfast, but now I think I'll change my mind.
What is going on with McDonald's breakfast, by the way? Last weekend we had a bit of a McDonald's breakfast
it's
as well
the
on the show.
Well, Saturday's treat day, isn't it?
That's true.
Treat day, cheat day.
And we've got a food segment coming up as well, Maz.
We sure do. Danny, thanks for playing this morning.
All right, thanks, guys.
Danny,
that's
on ya.
Cool.
A porky pie. A Scotch egg. Pork pie and Scotch egg are such like...
Aren't they so British?
Convenience foods, yeah.
So British. Oh. I did used to love a Scotch egg back in the day. I'm not going to lie. Up next, we're talking about balls. Free ones.
Dan and Maz Weekends.
Thanks for catching up on your favourite show on this podcast. Now, if you're a tragic Twitterer, you upload on Instagram or you stream all your favourite songs, you're going to love this deal from Ovo Mobile. Switch to an Ovo data sim now and you'll score an unbelievable 50 gigs for $59.95 on 4G. No contracts, no catches, and no more texts telling you about the additional $10 for 1 gig added to your already expensive phone plans. Can I get an amen? And as if that isn't brilliant enough, Ovo is going to give you the first month half price. So let's break this down. One whole month to enjoy 50 gigs on 4G for just $59.95 and the first month half price. 50 gigs of YouTube, social media, FaceTime, Tinder, whatever you want on the World Wide Web for half the price I know I was paying before I made the switch. ilovedata.com.au. You can open up the website right now while we get back to your favourite show.
Dan and Maz Weekends.
131060, give us a call. When did you get free balls?
Now I'm free. Free
all right. When have you been free balling? Now,
this is inspired by IKEA.
Yes, this isn't a grand final related sports ball.
No, but it could be, though.
It could be.
If you've been given a free football.
Yes.
That's a free ball.
Essentially.
You would be free balling. With a free ball.
I've just realised, Maz, that this phone topic might go down a slippery slope.
Yeah, it's a bit risque now that we think about it on air.
Okay.
13, this is inspired. 10, 60, yep. Inspired by IKEA. Now, you know IKEA, they've got a bit of a food court scenario going on. A bistro, if you will.
A restaurant. Yeah.
I don't often dine there.
Oh, I love the IKEA restaurant.
You
yes.
do, don't you?
It's affordable and delicious.
Yeah, they've got like dollar hot dogs and stuff going on, right?
Yes, but they also are quite famous for their meat balls.
That is 100% correct. And they've realised that
nice
people
Swedish
are,
music there.
Yeah, good. People are huge fans of the meatballs at IKEA, so much so that they're doing a couple of pop-up stores in Sydney this week.
Great to know.
In Chatswood Mall and in the Rocks, if you live in Sydney, October 4 and 5. They're doing like a pop-up meatball-only stand for free meatballs.
That's it. Free balls.
Free balls. It's also to launch their 2017 catalogue, but, you know.
I also love the IKEA catalogue. It's a great read.
This would be like your ideal scenario. Yes. Free meatballs and an IKEA catalogue.
So,
it would be set.
Yeah, not a sponsored segment, but...
No, it's not at all.
So, all we want you to do is call up, when have you got free balls?
So many different, you know, types,
yep,
sizes, shapes of balls.
Sports balls, hair balls, curve balls.
I've had plenty of free curve balls.
Okay.
In my life.
Now.
No legends. I'm just going to put it out there.
Yeah, this is a testicle free zone. Just don't.
I was going to say, this would be a great testicle to see where people will take this.
All right.
But let's just keep our eyes on the prize, okay?
Okay.
It doesn't need to go to wrong town.
It could be, yeah. There could be edible balls. It could be a restaurant scenario. Maybe, for example, you ordered a plate of meatballs and then the meatballs came and they were the wrong sort of meatballs and the restaurateur said to you, hey, the balls are on the house. Maybe like a show bag scenario where they were like, yep, you buy the show bag to support your local team and you get a free footy as well. Basically, we just wanted to talk about IKEA meatballs and play this awesome backing track.
That's exactly why we did it. 131060, when did you get free balls? We'll talk to you next.
Dan and Maz Weekends.
131060 is the number to call. When did you get free balls? Is the question.
Free balling. Because, well, I mean, Maz, the nation has gone ball mad. They've gone ball crazy this weekend because of grand final season. But that is not what we're talking about.
No.
We're talking about meatballs.
Yeah, IKEA are doing a couple of pop-up stores in Sydney this coming week, and they're dishing out their free meatballs for all to sample.
And we thought, well, why not talk about balls and play an amazing back and track?
So the question is, when did you get free balls? And Dale has called up. Hello, Dale.
How you going?
Really good, mate.
Now, Dale, be mature, please.
Oh, very mature here.
Oh, good.
I actually used to work at Subway.
Oh, yeah?
So I knew how many meatballs you used to get in a sub there. And
yep.
Whenever I go there and you get more meatballs than you're actually meant to.
So you win. You do it.
Is it... Dale, do you have like a mate who sneaks the balls in for you?
No, I don't. But yeah, I always seem to get more meatballs than you're actually meant to.
All right,
more
all
meatballs
right.
on your foot long. Thanks,
I like
Dale.
That. I like that.
Stuart.
G'day, how are you going?
Good,
Stuart. Great, mate. Stuart,
talking about free balls.
When did you get free balls, mate?
Well, it starts off, I was in Bangkok, and it's not going to go where you think it's going. But, I was actually at a Thai Premier League, which is the English soccer, the English Premier League, the soccer over there.
Yeah.
And they kicked out balls out to the crowd, soccer balls.
Yep.
Yeah.
And being at 6'3", I'm a bit taller than the Thais, and I was able to pop the ball up and bring home a Mung Tong United ball.
Took a specky. Love it, Stu.
Free balls in Bangkok. That's awesome, Stewie. We've got Alyssa. Hello.
Hey, how you going?
Great,
really,
Alyssa.
Good. When did you get free balls, Alyssa?
Well, basically, I went to Bunnings for a sneaky sausage sizzle.
Yeah.
And then they had free basketballs, and I got two of them.
Did you have to do anything to get the free basketball?
Not at all. And I took two of them. Just
good on you.
Kaboom. I love it. Maz, this is a great segment. We've got one more as well.
Yeah, we've got Dwayne. Hey, mate.
How you going, guys?
Really good, Dwayne. Ooh. When did you get free balls?
Mate, I got free balls just yesterday with the kids at the Gold Coast at Time Zone.
Tell us.
What do you mean?
Well, I got it a couple of times, actually. One when I was there and one when I got home.
So what were you playing? What game were you playing at Time Zone?
The dying game. Not many people probably even know it. The youngsters out there wouldn't even know what I'm talking about. It's a pin. A pinball machine.
Oh, got pinball three balls, machine.
Had three or four balls banging around. The flippers are going nuts.
Got it, Dwayne.
Great one.
Free pinballs.
But then I got home and I realised because I was playing the old putt-putt with the kids, got home, put this in my pocket. Oh, geez, I didn't, did I? I accidentally got a free golf ball as well.
Oh, Dwayne, you bloody legend.
Mate, but the skill tester, there's one of them real big balls in the skill tester, couldn't get the free ball from the skill tester.
He went for the trifecta and he didn't come up trumps. Oh, Dwayne.
What a great day out with the kids, though.
It was great. It was really good, actually.
Good on you, mate. And hats
off,
for calling.
Hats off to IKEA. They're not a sponsor, but we've mentioned them a thousand times. Dan
and Maz Weekends.
You may have heard the news, like the vicious rumour that Justin Bieber has taken ill, that he's got the flu. But I don't know if he does have the flu. All we know is that he was doing what he does best, which is singing on his current world tour. And in the middle of one of his tracks, he did a pretty gnarly sneeze. And it sprayed the crowd, like in the front row. It was a very visual sneeze. You know, sneezes are quite audible usually. This was a visual sneeze.
It makes for good viewing, the video, because you can see the loogie.
Sure does.
You can see the loogie
really
like
gross.
Go from his
really
mouth.
Gross.
It floats through the air into the crowd and it's a solid slab of mucus. Yeah.
But everyone's now saying, oh, you know, Justin, he needs to call in sick for a few nights, take a couple of nights off, mate, and get some bed rest. But he might not have the flu. It could have just been a random allergy.
Yeah.
Like, he could have just been allergic to something. Maybe somebody put some extra pepper on his steak backstage. I don't know. There's many reasons why people sneeze.
Bit of pollen.
Could have been some pollen.
High pollen count in the stadium, maybe.
Could have been a horse in the front row.
Do you reckon, Matt, a horse? You're saying that because you're allergic to horses.
I'm allergic to horses. Maybe Justin's allergic to horses. And there was one there. We don't know these things. We don't know the finer details, guys.
Here's my theory. This is my thought, is that if you were a believer, right, and you'd gotten there early and you're in the front row of the concert.
You'd want him to sneeze on you.
You'd want it. Like, if you got Justin Bieber mucus, like, splashed across you, you'd bet you would never wash your face.
You
just leave it and you'd let it solidify on your face, you know.
Oh, gross.
And you'd come home and your mum would be like, oh, Geraldine, why have you got a piece of mucus on your face? You go, oh, shut up, mum. It's Justin Bieber. He loves me. Because it's a bit of the Beeb.
It is.
You've got Bieber fluid across your face.
You do. A few people in the world can now claim that, yes.
Now, it's been a bit of a funky show this morning, but we're going to keep it going. 13, 10, 60, right?
We're on a roll.
I don't even know how to phrase this one, but
Just say it.
We're talking about celebrity bodily fluids.
Because a sneeze is that really, like, as it leaves your mouth, it becomes a bodily fluid.
What?
Out into the cosmos.
What celebrity bodily fluid have you encountered? Have you experienced? Have you captured?
Now, are we willing to take calls, for example, of, say, somebody who has had a celebrity accidentally spill a drink on them?
No, because that's not bodily fluid.
Oh. It's got going real specific. It's got to come out of them.
Yep. Yep. Yep.
Okay. Well, it's good to clarify this.
For example, Maz. For example.
I have an example.
Jonah Hill could call up and say, hey, what's up, guys? It's me, Jonah Hill.
Jonah Hill impersonation.
I'm calling up to say I have experienced the bodily fluid of Maz Compton.
Okay. All,
because you spat on Jonah Hill.
I did.
On a red carpet.
First of all, you're putting me in the category of celebrity, which I appreciate, but I think it's a little false. But
Nah, you got a radio show. You're a big deal, Combo. You've got a web series.
You actually, you missed out a crucial word in that sentence. I accidentally spat on Jonah Hill. It's not like he was walking past and I was like, what?
I hated Moneyball.
I was interviewing Jonah Hill on a red carpet. This was a number of years ago. He was out here to promote the movie Get Him to the Greek. Yeah. And I got my little, you know, 3.5 minute interview on the red carpet. And I don't know, like, you know, sometimes a bit of a spitball just lodges out of your mouth.
All credit to him. He called you on it.
He did.
He said, did you spit on me, you filthy monster?
No, he was actually really polite about it. He was actually really nice. But he was like, you spit on me. And I'm like, I didn't mean to. Yeah. I'm so sorry. He did call it.
So that's saliva. Saliva, mucus, blood. Blood is a bodily fluid.
I was like, let's just stick to those two. I reckon those two or three.
Can you think of any more bodily fluids, Maz?
I reckon we should go to it.
All right, we're getting calls and I'm terrified of what we're going to get. But 131060, we're talking about celebrity bodily fluids. Have you experienced them, come into contact with them? The more we talk, the worse this is getting.
Absolutely. We'll take your calls next.
Dan and Maz Weekends.
131060 is the number to call. I would like to know if you have encountered a celebrity bodily fluid. This is all because Justin Bieber, Jazzy B, he's doing his world tour at the moment. He was on stage doing a song. And in the middle of it, and it has been captured on camera.
And it's quite graphic.
He does a really intense and very visual sneeze.
Yep. You can see the loogie, the mucus.
It blasted about 20-odd people in the audience.
Yeah. And it really you know the believers would have loved it. Oh, they would have been like, yes.
Yeah.
Cover me in your fluids, Bieber.
Bieber sneeze.
That's what we're asking. Have you been covered in a celebrity's bodily fluid? One we forgot to mention in the setup for this segment, Maz, is sweat.
Oh, of course.
For example, on our Facebook, we're
down
to Maz.
It's a really common one as well.
Debbie has said Angus Young's sweat when he was doing his guitar solo at the ACDC concert in Perth. That makes me think that the sweat has flown from his body into the audience as he just did some mad chops on his axe.
Yeah, and that makes sense too because rock stars tend to get very sweaty up on that stage. And if you're in the front row, the front couple of rows, that makes perfect sense.
But here's another example. Cindy has said on our Facebook, a sweaty hug from Brian from the Backstreet Boys. Underrated
really?
Backstreet Boy, Brian.
How is he the underrated one?
Because he's not.
He's made
Aaron
less
Carter.
Headlines. Yeah, he's made less headlines and hasn't gone to rehab.
All right.
Okay, 131060. Jeremy has called up. Hello.
Hey, how you going?
Good, Jez. Have you experienced a celebrity's bodily fluid?
Yes, I have. Jonathan Davis from Korn.
Oh.
Yep.
When he had like big dreads, just epic dreads, and we were at Soundwave, me and a couple of mates, and we were at the front row.
Yep.
It was like he was playing Twisted Transistor.
Yep.
And then, he just swung his dreads, and we just got absolutely, like, drenched. In
so you got dread sweat.
Corn sweat.
Yes.
Corn fluid.
Wow.
Wow. Yeah, a bit of new metal dreadlock sweat. I love it.
Yeah. I've also got a mate that was down at the casino at Sydney.
Oh,
and
okay.
He saw Joey Johns in the bathroom, and Joey Johns was a bit...
Let's fade that one out.
I reckon that was a really good executive decision there.
Yes,
to maybe
bit,
just talk
he went
about...
a bit off-piste.
He did. Oh, Alicia, hello.
Hello, good morning.
Hi, Alicia.
A celebrity bodily fluid. Have you encountered one?
Yes, I have, actually. I'm a huge Alice Cooper fan.
Oh, yep.
Yeah. And my dad took me on my 18th birthday. He surprised me to go to his concert. Mm-hmm. It was actually front stage tickets in the mosh pit.
Yep.
And he was playing Million Dollar Baby. Yep. And he pulled out this massive trolley of plastic bead things.
Yeah.
And he actually put them in his mouth.
Yeah.
Put his, all of his saliva was on it, and he's thrown it out into the crowd, and I've caught it.
Oh.
And I've still got it.
Okay.
That's so weird.
And my dad is so jealous.
Did he spit it out of his mouth, or he put it in his mouth, took it out, and handed it to the crowd, or threw it out to the crowd?
Yeah, no, he actually put it in his mouth and then threw it out into the crowd, and I caught it.
Okay.
Really gross.
Really gross.
But you love it, Alicia, don't you?
Oh, I've got it in my jewelry box and it will not go anywhere.
Wow.
Oh, that is very strange.
If you've just joined us this morning, we are talking about celebrity bodily fluids and how you have experienced them. And yes, we already have had to dump one caller.
This is true. Suzanne, hello.
Hi, how are you?
Good.
Really good. You encountered a celebrity bodily fluid.
I did. Back in 2010, I went to a Lady Gaga concert. And when it was her second last song, she came out and danced up the runway, which we kind of were because we were in front row down at Sydney. And she was dancing. As she danced, the sweat just came from her armpits. And it was the most disgusting experience of my life. And I liked her, but I did not like the sweat on me.
So you were sweated on by Lady Gaga.
Yes, it was not nice sweat.
Oh. See, a lot of people have been talking about the celebrity bodily fluids in a positive light, but okay, all right.
Gaga sweat is just not good.
Oh, do we dare? One more. All right.
Caitlin.
Hi, how's it going?
Good, Caitlin.
Really good, babe.
We're asking about celebrity bodily fluid. Now, what fluid are you calling up with, Caitlin?
When I was younger, I went to a Justin Timberlake concert. And they had bottles of water on the stage, and he took a massive swig from one of the bottles and then just threw it into the crowd. And I managed to catch it, and I had kept it so pristine and nice.
Because it's got his saliva on.
Yeah, it went all the way through the water. I didn't even attempt to touch the water, but I kept the bottle. So.
Oh.
Yeah.
Do you still have it to this day?
Yeah, you still have it?
It was a few years ago, and I labelled it and polished it, and then my mum decided to throw it.
Oh, hopefully she put it in the recycling.
Hopefully.
Or if you're in South Australia, you get your 5 cent return.
Oh, thanks, Caitlin.
Good segment.
Yep, I reckon probably won't do that one again, but it was fun.
You're waking up with Dan and Maz Weekends.
Everything lights up, makes you want to shout. Talk about happiness, that's what we're talking about.
Dan and Maz Weekends, hey legends, thanks for joining us. We're until 9 this morning, and in this hour we will be covering off. We've got to chat about Trump.
Yeah, we got to.
We've got to chat about Trump.
He's classy. He's gorgeous. Okay. But also, it is grand final weekend. Oh.
That's it. The big GF.
Now, if you have lived through a grand final, we're going to be talking about your beautiful, magical grand final moments up next. Because regardless of what ball you follow, it's a hell of a weekend.
It sure is.
Ooh, so
it really is.
Start to think back across your life and the grand finals that you've been in, because you might be able to help us next, because it is a special, and the G and the F, two special letters, and when they come together and create a grand final. Ooh, mama.
Dan and Maz Weekends.
We want to talk about the big old GF, the grand final that's happening. Well, grand finals.
Yeah, there's a
that are happening.
Because tis the season. It's a magical, magical moment being part of a grand final. And I know that, I guess, the 20 million plus Western Bulldogs fans in Australia right now are feeling that, because there is a bit of a fairy tale grand final happening right now with the Western Bulldogs. In fact, to be honest, right, if you are a Sydney Swan and you're listening to the show right now, just lose. Make the fairy tale come true. Make the magic happen.
From what I can understand, the Bulldogs are sort of like the Mighty Ducks. Like, they've got the fairy tale story, and it would just be perfect if they won. They are the Mighty Ducks.
I know. Because a grand final is just a magical occasion, and that's what we want to talk about. 13-10-60. Have you had a magical grand final moment?
Now, this, of course, is people who have watched grand finals, but also...
Yeah, I reckon, Maz. I reckon.
People who have played in a grand final. Parents of people who have played in a grand final.
And it could be footy. It could be... I mean, oh gosh, if you were in your chess grand final and you can tell in epic fashion the story of your big granny. 13-10-60. And I'm after sports moments, Maz. Like, did you kick the winning goal, score the winning try? But even like,
disasters are good too.
Disasters. Or like, I was playing in a grand final and I was out on the wing and a seagull landed on my head.
See, that's a magical moment.
I'll take that.
I mean, you just would not forget that moment.
Because, it is so special. And I remember when I was in high school and I was playing on the school rugby team.
Sorry,
I know,
what?
Right? I know, but get this, Maz.
Sorry, hang on. Is this a setup to a joke or something?
No, well, almost, because I wasn't the best player. I'm a bit of a string bean. And I was sitting on the bench and it was really tight. It was like 2 points. Yeah, it was 2 points the difference. And the coach, Critter, he turns to me and he goes, "Oi, Buffy." That's what they call me, Dan DeBoof. They call me Buffy.
Oh, Buffy.
Oi, Buffy. You know that you're not getting out on the field, right? And I said, just happy to be here, coach.
Oh, that's awesome.
That's the best grand final experience I've had. But 13-10-60, have you had a magical grand final moment? It is grand final weekend. If there's ever a time to take credit for it and tell the story in epic fashion, it's right now.
Dan and Maz Weekends.
It is the big old grand finale
of the footballs. Yeah, correct, Maz. Today and tomorrow. What a lovely weekend.
Yeah, what a great way to spend your weekend. Good luck to all the players. What we want to do right now is shine a light on people who have a magical grand final moment from their own lives that they'd like to share with us.
And we are casting a wide bow here, like...
Oh, we sure are.
As long as you've got an epic life-changing story and it happened on grand final day, go for it, 13-10-60, because magical things happen on grand final day. That's a fact.
We have Nikita on 13-10-60. Hello.
Hi. How are you?
We're great.
So good. So pumped for your magical grand final moment. Share it with us.
Take it away.
Okay, I'm still excited to this day, but my shot a three-pointer at through like 2 to 3 seconds of the clock, and we won by 2 points.
Oh my god,
it's so good.
Nikita, were you playing or supporting?
I was supporting.
Okay.
My sister was playing basketball.
All right.
Thank you for
clarifying. I assumed with a three-pointer. Yeah.
I thought it was badminton, so thanks for letting us know. That's a great moment. That's a movie moment.
Having that. You'd have that feeling for the rest of your life.
You totally would. We've got Brandon. Hello.
Morning, guys.
Brandon. What's your magical grand final moment, buddy?
All right, guys. Back in 2008, I was 13 and I was in the preseason of my game of football.
Yeah.
I was at training one day and I broke and dislocated my finger.
Oh.
So it pretty much ruled me out for the whole season.
Yep.
Got back, so I recovered. I had two plates and a screw put into my finger.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah, I made it back for the last round of the comp.
Yep.
Guys, 10 minutes into the game, I dislocated my shoulder.
Brandon.
You wouldn't. I went through all of that year.
Yeah.
Made it back to, thankfully, my side were on a roll that year. I made it back for the grand final.
Yep.
Scored three tries. We won by 2 points.
Yeah.
20-18.
Oh, you legend.
Oh. Yeah,
the
I love it.
Absolute legend.
I've got on video footage and everything. I love watching it.
Oh,
I bet you do. Oh, but you should give it a watch today, Brando.
Yeah,
I will. I definitely will, guys.
And
I
love today.
I love how your body knew it as well. Like at the start of the season, your body was like dislocate the finger, and then right at the end, your body's like dislocate the shoulder. But your body was like, but we'll get to the grand final.
I'm gonna get. Even to this day, I can't even straighten my finger. It's my pinky finger. It's like it's been as anything.
Worth it.
So worth it. Thank you, Brandon. We've got more. Brent on 13 10 60. Hey, mate.
How you going, guys?
Good, Brent.
Really good. Okay. What is your magical grand final moment, Brent?
Here we go.
About 14 years ago, I got parachuted into the seniors' side. I wasn't even in the squad. I was on the bench for the reserves.
Bench for the reserves.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Bench for the reserves, straight
into
the start line.
You're practically the orange boy. All right.
Yeah, pretty much, pretty much. Couldn't even fill a water bottle, mate. I got straight into the starting lineup. Couldn't hit a, you know, I can't score a goal to save myself. Couldn't hit a barn with a banjo. I ended up, it was 3-3 at full time. Yep. Went in a golden goal extra time.
Yep.
And I hit this just magical shot outside the right foot, curled past five blokes, underneath the keeper's arm, bottom corner. I didn't even realise it had gone in before until everyone else had jumped on me.
Oh, Brent. Wow.
Brent, that is so magical.
You hero.
Yeah, it's bloody come out of nowhere. He snuck it through. Oh.
Every year since one of my teammates, I swear, there's been an extra 5 metres added to how far out I was when I scored.
I bet. What a great story.
You just never kicked a ball since because you'll never recapture
just,
that
exactly.
moment.
Exactly. Oh. Just leave it on a high note.
Oh, Brent, that's amazing. Oh, all power to everyone playing this weekend and to every supporter because the grand final's when magical things happen. Oh.
Dan and Maz Weekends.
We've got to talk about the US election. My Lord, is it clogging up that news feed. Oh, every day there's another angle. And
I love it, Maz.
Hillary's got a bad back and Donald said something racist. And oh, my goodness. It's so intense. Katy Perry's getting a kid off to vote.
Yeah,
I mean,
true, actually. Yeah, on Funny or Die.
It feels like a bit of a circus over there.
It's a spectator sport, isn't it?
It really is. But it is happening.
It is. And it was debate. The first presidential debate was this week. I got together with my mates and we all watched it live.
That's the thing, right? Like, you legit threw a debate party.
Yeah, like made some American-style hot dogs and cooked an apple pie.
I think that's actually a really great idea. Did you wear an American flag bikini?
I'll tell you what, Maz, if I could have been bothered going to the store and buying some sort of Uncle Sam costume, I would have. But
I could have lent you mine.
Your Uncle Sam costume or your American flag bikini?
Either.
All right, yeah. Business up top, party down below.
Always. Okay. Donald Trump, though, let's focus on that man. And of all of the things that you would have seen across your news feed over the last week, this is the one that we want to hone in on.
Yeah, well, we've actually got a bit of a supercut. Have a listen. This is Donald Trump in the debate. No repeats. There's no repeats in this audio. He was sniffing like a maniac.
Yeah, he was sniffing up a storm.
Before the debate, there was, as you joked before, Maz, a lot of questions around Hillary's health. That was real thing that people were foregrounding.
People are genuinely concerned not fit to be president.
If she was sniffing like that throughout the debate, it would have been a scandal.
Totally.
But Donald Trump can just sniff like a madman and no one cares.
He blamed it on microphone issues.
Yeah, he did. He literally
said... I wasn't sniffing.
That's it. His official quote. He was like, oh, there was no sniffing. It's like, I'm sorry. Did you not just hear
the
audio
world,
that we just played?
The whole world just heard you sniffing. And he's like, nope. Oh, man.
13-10-60.
If he gets elected,
He won't. He just won't. It has to be Hillary. Well, she was amazing in my opinion.
He's a candidate, and that's concerning enough.
13-10-60. Anyway. When did your nose get you in trouble? That is how we want to cover off the politics of America today.
Yep.
When did your nose get you in trouble?
Okay.
And we did a bit of a brainstorm as well. Like what kind of stuff? For example, I don't know, maybe like you had like a date. First date, and you had a massive zit on your nose.
Yeah, or a juicy dangler.
Oh, like a booger hanging out the bottom, juicy dangler.
Yeah. I mean, that'd be gross, but that would qualify as your nose getting you in trouble.
Yes.
In that situation.
When have you been like, oh, everything would have been fine except for my nose?
Yeah. I don't know if my story qualifies, so I'm going to say it and then you can let me know.
Okay, all right.
So when I was about 6 years old, we had a little slippery dip in our backyard.
Yep.
And I fell off the top of the slippery dip.
Yep.
And broke my nose. It landed on my face in the backyard.
Mm.
And so technically, like, my mum was pretty upset at the time with me because I smashed my face in and had to go to hospital. I think that was just inconvenient for her afternoon of drinking cocktails with the ladies, probably, to be honest. Or maybe it was 10 a.m. Either.
Okay,
she had to rush me off to the hospital, and I got in trouble for breaking my nose.
Eventually,
she was empathetic, and she was really lovely and took care of me. But I remember her being really upset.
Yeah, all right. That counts. Well done.
Okay.
13-10-60. Not unlike Donald Trump and his debate sniffing. When did your nose get you in trouble?
Dan and Maz Weekends.
The first presidential debate happened across the week between Hillary Clinton and Donald Trump.
Yeah, if you missed some of the exciting points Donald Trump made, here's a recap. It was tremendous sniffing. It was classy. It was gorgeous. You're going to love my sniffing. I've got the best sniffing.
That's outrageous.
That's no repeats there. That's
no,
all
that,
his sniffing in the debate.
He did a lot of sniffing. It was definitely, it was what everyone was talking about.
His nose got him in trouble, and that's what we're talking about.
13-10-60. Has your nose gotten you in trouble? We'd love to hear from you. Leanne has called through. Hello.
Hi.
Hey, Leanne, has your nose gotten you in trouble?
Yes. If I'm at work and I go on a break, when I come back from a break, my nose is always bright red, like Rudolph red.
Why?
I have no idea.
Do you go outside into the elements during your break?
Yeah, but it doesn't matter what time of year, whether it's hot or cold. So I don't know. Maybe I'm allergic to something. Who knows? But
maybe you're allergic to taking time off work.
Yeah, I don't think that's it.
Oh. No, I bloody love that.
And what are some of the reactions from your colleagues?
Oh, what did you do on your break? go and have a little sneaky beverage. Where's your stash or something?
Your nose is a culprit there.
Oh, so, wow.
Why is he coming back with a red nose?
That's got to be an allergy
or
something.
What a puzzler, yeah.
Yeah, I would go and talk to a doctor about that. Maybe.
All right.
Bess, hello.
Hey, darling.
Hey, good.
Bess, has your nose gotten you into trouble?
Well, not me, but when I was in high school, my girlfriend had this crush on a bloke.
Yeah.
It turns out it was my other girlfriend's boyfriend at the time.
Yeah.
She excused herself from class, came back with a bloody nose about 10, 15 minutes later, and we're like, what happened? About lunchtime, her boyfriend came over and he had blood on his shirt. Turns out they were making out and got caught by a teacher and he actually elbowed her in the face.
So not like caught red-handed, but caught red nose.
Yeah, red nose and red shirt.
Wow.
Oh, that's great.
Evidence. Rumbled.
High school. Yeah. That's such a high school story. I love it.
Yes.
Thank you, Bess. Tiffany, hello.
Hi.
Hey, has your nose gotten you in trouble?
Oh, yeah. When I was in high school, I had a really bad cold and I sneezed in class. And when I sneezed, I let something else out the other end. And the whole class, of course, laughed at me and the teacher was so mad. Okay. I got detention over it.
All right.
You got detention?
Yes.
You got detention for letting one rip.
Yes. No, because I made the whole class laugh.
I think, isn't the technical term for that a snart?
If it wasn't before, it is now,
it is
Maz.
Now. Detention for a snart.
So your nose...
That's harsh.
Your nose wasn't the one that did the crime, but... Well...
The nose was the catalyst.
Yeah. The nose kind of egged the other part of your body on. It was like, come on, let's do it. And that's how you got the detention.
Went, okay, then.
It was collusion.
Keith, hello.
G'day.
G'day.
Hey, mate.
Hey, Keith.
Keith, did your nose get you in trouble, mate?
Yeah, unfortunately so. I was out on a night on the town with my brothers and my mates and surfers a little while ago. We're all wearing banana suits.
Okay, hang on, Keith. Is that a normal thing, or was it a special occasion?
I mean, honestly, it started as a special occasion, but then it was just like every Sunday, you know, every Sunday night we dress up in some form of gear.
Okay.
You know, lobsters, that's cool. Turkeys, that kind of thing.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, exactly right. We thought so. We figured that if you go out in a banana suit, you're there to have a good time. You know, people are always happy to see you, that kind of thing.
It's true.
Not this one time. So... I was standing in line at the taxi rank after a night out, just minding my beeswax, and all of a sudden I let out this huge sneeze, like it was a really big one. And the bloke in front of me was just so incensed by it, I guess. He's turned around, he started having a go at me, and about 30 seconds later I was getting punched in the nose.
No way. Now, was he punching you because of the sneeze or the banana costume?
Well, like I said before, mate, you know, if you're in a banana costume, you'd have a good time. Yeah. I thought that was, you know, nice.
That's not cool.
There's something poetic about the fact, Keith, that it was the nose that did the crime and did the time. Yeah.
I mean, the rest of me was uninjured. The nose copped.
Yeah.
Yeah, it really did get you in trouble.
Yeah. It's the punishment fits the crime.
It really does.
Oh, nose.
Dan and Maz Weekends.
Before we get out of here, look, happy grand final weekends.
Couple of big grannies. And we were talking earlier about your magical grand final moments, because magical things happen on grand final day, Mazzy.
That is true, and we couldn't end the show without talking to Jade. Hello.
Hi, guys. How are you?
Really good. What is your magical grand final moment?
So it's a pretty David and Goliath type story.
Amazing.
I was a wild card entry to a... golf tournament. It was an open age golf tournament, open gender. So I'm talking A grade men, women, juniors, everybody.
So it's not like you versus, like, I don't know, Tiger Woods or something.
Yeah, yeah. So I was 15 years old at the time, and it was played at Hyatt Coolum in Queensland, where the PGA is held.
Yep.
And I actually ended up beating the whole field by 15 shots.
What?
15 shots?
Yeah.
I don't know much about golf. Like, my knowledge of golf, Jade, is pretty much like mini golf. That's about all I know. But that sounds
huge. That sounds astronomical.
Yeah, I was pretty. I was a bit of a stander. I had radio interviews, everything after the event, and then I went on to go play in an event with Greg Norman himself, Kerri-Anne Kennelly, Brad Fittler, Ryan Girdler, Alistair Lynch, Vivian Richards.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
How'd you go in that tournament?
Win? Yeah, I still went pretty well. I didn't go as well as the first as the first one. But
so only
that's
won
incredible.
Only won by 14.
Jade, that's incredible. Good on you.
Thank you.
Are you the best golfer in the world now?
No, but I used to play juniors with Jason Day, so...
Sure, that must be a really good golfer, I guess. Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, he's world number two now.
Oh, wow. Okay. All right.
Yeah.
Jade, you superstar.
Yeah.
I love it.
Well done.
Thanks for your story.
That sounds like a huge golf margin.
I'm with you, Dan. I don't know a lot about golf, but that sounds like...
I'm impressed,
She really just smashed that.
I don't know much about golf, but what I do know is that's a good score.
Yeah, I know lots about 15 shots, but in a completely different context. So,
good luck to doggies.
Yeah, good luck to all the players today.
I feel mean to the Swans, but I want the fairy tale to come true, you know?
We'll recap it all for you tomorrow morning. We're back from 7 a.m. on Sunday morning. Show lives online at danandmaz.com, and you can follow us on social media. We're at Dan and Maz on pretty much everything. So have a great day. See ya.
Dan and Maz Weekends.